are now into hour number four. Richard Reeves, local coordinator, to try to get Ron Paul the delegates. Maybe we should start here. I know a lot of the audience knows this. A lot of them understand this, Richard. But explain how the delegate process, how the Electoral College works, how nominations work, how this works. We've had broker conventions before. And certainly if it was a close race of just 4 or 5 points, you could have Ron Paul behind McCain in the convention, have a revolt, and then have Ron Paul win the nomination. But even when it's 2-3 points difference, it is political suicide, and they've been failures in the last 100 years when they've had them, for the candidate who's behind, because it looks like they're trying to take popular vote. The delegates are supposed to represent and honor that popular vote through common practice. Now, it's a little bit different from state to state. I am for taking over the party. I am for making sure real issues are there, for making sure Republicans know that John McCain is staged, that he's going to take a dive for Hillary and Obama, who are going to be on the same ticket together. Just watch. That's what they've been saying for years, the insiders. So with this scripted deal, I know that most of you guys in the Ron Paul Revolution who are doing this are trying to foil that, expose that, sabotage that. I support all that. I'm just saying there are a lot of people saying, no, he will be president. We're going to have all the delegates, which, of course, that's not even happening either. But you all guys are getting a lot of delegates, which I commend. And we're going to go say Ron Paul is our nominee. So just explain the delegate process to people, please, Richard.
Okay. To start with, to win the nomination, you're supposed to have 1,191 delegates, which is 50% plus one of the total delegate count. Now, one thing that was a little bit inaccurate about what you said is it didn't necessarily have to be close race. It could be, for example, John McCain, maybe he would have ended up with 1,000 delegates. Let's say Romney got 300 or 400. Huckabee had, theoretically, if he'd had 400 or 500 and Ron Paul got 100 or whatever, that opens it up for a brokered convention. If nobody reached that magic 1,191 number, then it's up for grabs, and those delegates...
Hold on. I didn't say you couldn't have a broker convention. I said politically, if they're not neck and neck, and even when it's neck and neck, it's supposed to go historically to whoever has the majority.
Well, no. Those delegates on the floor make that decision, and whoever gets the most number of delegates...
No, I didn't say they couldn't make the decision.
Right.
I'm saying it's political suicide.
Well... Perhaps, but
do you have any historical examples?
Well, Abraham Lincoln is an example.
So he had 60 delegates versus somebody with 1,000?
You know, I don't know the exact numbers involved.
Neck and neck.
Okay, well, that's not my understanding on the Abraham Lincoln. And bottom line is, sooner or later, we're going to have a face down with the press anyway. But I wouldn't have been too concerned about that. But now let's talk about realistically speaking. I mean, the opportunities for something to happen and Ron Paul to become the Republican nominee right now rely on a health issue with John McCain, a scandal issue with John McCain, FEC. I know the Democrats filed a lawsuit last week about these FEC issues we were talking about a little while ago, which the last third of the issue with the FEC is he has overspent in the primaries by several million dollars.
No, you're right about that, Richard.
And so if something happens with the FEC and the Republican delegates, but anyway, the fact of the matter is there are many, many states, Iowa, Wyoming, Michigan, Nevada, Maine, Alabama, Alaska, a lot of these states were won by Romney or Huckabee. Those delegates for the Ron Paul campaign are fair game. And the way we get those delegates is you start at the very beginning. You go to canvassing your neighborhood, a simple get out the vote effort on election day. And by the way, we've got several elections coming up, which I've got the list of. But on election day, you go to your precinct convention and precinct caucuses. You become delegates to your precinct. Then from your precinct convention, you go to your regional convention, which could be a county or senatorial district. In Texas, we have senatorial district conventions and county conventions. You go to your regional conventions, and you keep moving up as delegates through the convention process. Here in Texas, we're going to have a minority of Ron Paul supporters going to the state convention. I think it's probably going to be between 10 and 30%. Ultimately, at St. Paul, we can have a 10 or 30% minority, and that won't be enough to push it over to do a brokered convention thing or whatever, but we can still nonetheless be up there waking people up, handing out DVDs, etc.
Wonderful. I am fully behind all that. I just think in some of the vitriol, not with you, but some others, me just saying it wasn't realistic to go take delegates from McCain because of how that would be seen, just for pointing that out, we're supposed to strategize here, I was evil.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America! There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Richard Reeves in studio with us today because I'm trying to, you know, look at the larger picture here, because some people don't understand what's going on. They have no idea how these delegate processes work. It's different in every state, so it is confusing, even if you try to understand it. But to also clarify that I have the entire time supported trying to get delegates. I just, day one, when Ron Paul put out that press release saying, well, it's pretty clear we're not going to get the nomination, but I'm going to continue to fight for our values, and then I talked to state coordinators and people who were being told by the campaign, hey, you need to, if you're supposed to cast a ballot as a delegate for McCain, you need to do that and follow the state rules. And then I would say that on air, and people would email me saying, you're a liar, it's not true, when it's on record. So, you know, I think there's a little bit of delusional stuff going on out there, and I just don't want to build up expectations. I want people to realize we've already had a great victory. Tens of millions of people have woken up to liberty and freedom. They found out about real issues. They found out about the Federal Reserve, the North American Union, the inflation tax. They have discovered Ron Paul, who was a doorway, a gateway into this show and hundreds of other prominent radio shows and websites. And it's been wonderful. Some people are all bummed out and run off and said, oh, you know, Ron Paul didn't do it right. He didn't run third party, so I hate him. And I said, no. You know, he's doing what he said he'd do. That's fine. And other people are saying, no, he will be president, and they're going to kind of be like the UFO cult when the UFOs don't land. They're going to freak out. And then you've got people in the middle, like Richard, who I agree with, who are saying, no, we need to take over the party, take over the delegates, do as much as we can to change the platforms, to take over the Republican Party. And that's what's exciting, is that all over the place, the Republican parties at city and county level are now Ron Paul strongholds, hundreds and hundreds of them. And that, Richard, is where I want to commend you and everybody else. You have just done a fabulous job, and you've worked so hard, Richard.
Well, Alex, I appreciate that, but you know how it feels like you can never do enough. The thing of it is that we've got to remember is that us waking people up, you've said it a million times if you've said it once, waking people up, getting them awake, and bringing them along with what we're trying to do. And that's the big picture behind this whole delegate process. But, you know, I mean, for example, in Pennsylvania, the Republican Party is supposed to allocate 74 delegates in Pennsylvania. Well, those are all unallocated delegates. So all these Ron Paulers that end up going to Pennsylvania, they could potentially vote. They're unallocated, Alex, despite the fact whatever the popular vote is. Now, I'm not saying break the rules. There's an important difference. The rule is in Pennsylvania, these are unallocated delegates. They can vote any which way they want to vote. Now, most states like Texas, like I said, it does appear that John McCain has the number of bound delegates that he needs to get the nomination. However, there are some wild card issues out there with health. I don't want to dwell on that. But the thing of it is that what happens if the window of opportunity opens up and we're not there, which I think at this point, we're going to have a 10 to 30% representation in St. Paul.
That's wonderful.
And that's going to be a good minority. And you know what? We're going to be up there handing out DVDs, and probably in advance, we'll probably make our best efforts. I know here in Texas, we're going to send DVDs to all these delegates before they go to St. Paul. So, you know, if we can change hearts and minds, then the thing of it is we've been indoctrinated in so many things, and you discuss it all the time. And politics is a big way that the majority of Americans have been indoctrinated. They go to November, the first Tuesday in November, they get the ballot, and they vote. It's kind of like when you go to a fast food place, you go to the drive-up window, and you get your hamburger, fries, and a soda, or it's kind of like you go to the Chevy dealer and you buy a car. You don't think of all the processes, all the different steps that had to occur. For instance, let's say you go to New Orleans and you see the Mississippi River. You see that water flowing right there through New Orleans. Well, some of that water started up in Minnesota. And that's the same way we need
some of it started in Canada.
Exactly. So there you go. So that's the way we need to have a look at politics now, is we need to start thinking
the process, getting into the guts. And just the process of getting into the guts, we learn how it works. We learn how corrupt it is. We learn there's these little gatekeepers and infiltrators that the system has put in place. And we learn that we're as smart as they are, or smarter. We're just not dirty scumbags who want to suck blood out of the system. We want them off our back. And that's why I totally support this process. I just don't want to see all these infiltrators and saboteurs inside the New World Order, if he doesn't get elected or doesn't get the nomination, freaking out and leaving. I wanted to know that it's a victory. That's all I said, is that it's a victory what you're doing.
Absolutely. This and that's important. It is a process. For instance, I've described it sometimes in military terms, sometimes I describe it baseball terms. We're right now in a political In the political scheme of things, we're like a real good 5A high school football team or a 5A baseball team. We've been through Pee Wee back in early 2000s. I think we were in Pee Wee League. You know, then we moved up to Pony League, Little League, et cetera, and then we got into junior high school. And we're like a really good high school baseball team in politics, and we proved that. We got sidetracked at the New Hampshire vote.
I'd say we're a good college team, and then the next level's going to the majors. And then after that, moving on to professional, and then winning the pennant.
Well, that's just it. See, in 2010, personally, I think we will be a college team in 2010 if we can keep everybody fired up and working. Get out there in your precinct level right now. For instance, we still got Indiana, North Carolina, Hawaii, Kentucky, Oregon, Idaho, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Nebraska. All these states are yet to vote. Folks, if you're in these states, get out there and drive by, canvas your precinct. Go to your precinct, your county tax assessor office, or whoever runs elections there. Get your precinct map. Drive by, canvas your precinct. Look for bumper stickers, yard signs, etc., and contact these people and get you a little cadre of folks in your precinct, and then go divvy up that precinct, go door-to-door, make the phone calls, turn up these people. The old-fashioned get-out-vote efforts. And then get your precinct conventions and caucuses, and we can send a lot of delegates out of these upcoming states that have yet to vote because the mainstream media is declaring McCain the victor. So as a matter of fact, they, you know, some of these Republican talk show hosts like Cunningham, Bill Cunningham and Limbaugh and Hannity and others, they're suggesting for Republicans to go vote for Hillary. So we should be able to dominate in these states with delegates.
It's really disgusting. Shifting gears, as I predicted, people thought I was nuts when I did it, but I knew that they were behind Hillary and Obama. That to, you know, from, to now hear Limbaugh endorsing Hillary Clinton, people couldn't believe that I was right about that. But it's staged. McCain, Obama, Hillary, they're all together. Obama's friends with Hillary, that's all staged and admitted. McCain vacations with the Clintons just like the Bushes. His wife has campaigned for her. I mean, this is as phony as a $3 bill. They're just, oh, what's the term I've heard people use? You know, the chief newsreader.
Exactly.
I mean, that's really all they are.
Well, and the Pied Piper for the Republican Party, the good opportunity that opens up for us is the Ron Paulers and all these different states can get involved in the nuts and bolts and the machinery of the Republican Party. A lot of them, since they go vote Democrat, they're not going to be eligible to go to their conventions. They're not going to be eligible to caucus, et cetera. So that opens up for Ron Paul people to get more active in that and ultimately have more influence in their communities. I would encourage everybody that's that possibly can to run for precinct committee chairman. Run for chairman of your precinct. It's a small office, but it's like politics at the atomic level. It's where it all starts, that stream of creating these candidates, cultivating candidates. I mean, where are the bad candidates coming out of right now? They're coming out of both the Democrat and Republican parties. Ultimately, we're going to be involved in the Democrat Party as well to, if we're ever going to have a real chance of getting back our government, we're going to have to do that. But right now, the focus is on the Republican Party because it is so weak and because the Ron Paul campaign has spearheaded it. But we're going to be able to soon, in 2010, I think we're going to have, because of the work that's going on right now, is we're going to have ultimately thousands of candidates running in 2010 for local offices, from dog catcher to city council to mayor. I mean, you were talking about running for mayor just the other day, to county commissioners, state reps, state senators, etc. We need good candidates. Let's, like I say, let's get, like I was talking about the example with the Mississippi River in New Orleans, let's get to the headwaters of the political process.
And we only win by engaging in the process, even though it's rigged and has scams and fraud. You don't give up because of that. You get deeper into the guts to ferret it out. I mean, I go back to just 5-6 years ago, you'd see polls where 20-25%, depending on the poll, thought that the election system was fraudulent and Diebold was a scam. Now I've seen polls as high as 86%, major national polls, and so now those companies are getting sued, they're getting removed, they're getting... People think it's an oxymoron on air when I say there's a lot of thieving and scamming and fraud going on, kind of like he got second place in Nevada, and they said he got third place, or right, kind of like he got first place in Louisiana, and they said he got third place, you know, or second place. They lie. They have been caught in fraud. People say, well, you're saying there's fraud, then why do you say vote? Because you have to stay involved. Just because they're cheating, you keep going to the tables, showing how it's a rigged deck, showing, because if you just give up and walk away, they win. You know, you take your marbles and leave, they win. You got to stay in the game, even if it's rigged, to keep showing everybody how it's a fraud. And so I see people doing that. Now I'm not criticizing Ron Paul, but this isn't a cult. So I'm going to say my ideas for this. Some say you shouldn't even question Ron Paul. When I had him on air about a month ago, and I'm getting him on soon again, I politely said during the break and on air, I said, you need to come out with a plan against socialized health care. You need to come out with a plan against the war, a pullout plan, write a one-pager, simple plan. You need to come out against the open borders. And he's like, well, I've done all that. And I go, no. Have like a battle plan. People will do it in their own creative way on your website. Ask people to form into core groups and then to even get directives from the campaign, you know, to continue this as a defense for the Republic, to take those 20, 30, you can debate even more, Ron Paul supporters, say, hey, the fight isn't over. Now we're going into this mode. Instead, it shifts it into promoting a book and kind of taking some time off. I know he was tired and 73 years old. And instead of giving the main movement a ball to carry, it became this delegate thing. And I'd say, and I've looked at the numbers, I'd say there's 20% of the revolution left that from what it was at its peak, when I think we could have kept 90% and then expanded that. This was a once-in-a-lifetime. I'm not saying we've lost it. We can still codify a plan and go out and get these people. And so, Richard, when we come back, I want to discuss that with you on the other side for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that are watching us on television right now. We're going to continue during this four-minute break, and we'll be right back for all the radio listeners after that on the other side. You go to my streams, listen there.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Richard, in the 5 minutes we've got left, and I want to have you back in as this develops in the next month or so, give people some of the dates, what they need to do around the country, people in Austin, how they can help you and others. You guys are taking over the party. You're injecting real issues. You're getting ready to run in the next election in 2 years. Thousands of people nationwide. Your leadership, other leadership, fabulous idea. I am totally behind it in my own meager capacity. And, again, I don't want people to think it's a loss if Ron Paul doesn't get the nomination. That wasn't even the goal by the serious minds. The goal is to take over the party.
That's right. And ultimately, we'll be doing the same thing in the Democrat Party. In Travis County, we're already on our way. But what the folks here can do in Texas is Charlotte Brown, the guest host of George with George Butler on a GCN Live program, is heading up the effort to get DVDs out to all the state delegates and the alternate delegates. And her website to contact her is OperationWakeUp.com. OperationWakeUp.com. And on the right, on the top right-hand side of that homepage is her email. So, folks, if you can volunteer or donate to that effort to get these DVDs out, which, by the way, I'm very anxious. I'm going to buy that DVD if you've got it in stock today, that Washington, You're Fired. I'm going to get that because it sounds like it's right up our alley of what we're trying to do. And, you know, let me talk a little bit about the third party. I mean, that was been a big topic of conversation. And I want to go back to the 06 to give real-life examples of problems that third-party runs give us. We had to abstain from the primaries. In 06, members of your audience, including myself, we worked in the Republican Party up against Mike Cruzy in the primary. We worked in the Travis County in the Democrat Party against Karen Sunleitner. And then at the same time, most of us couldn't vote if we wanted to sign a petition for either Kinky Friedman or Strayhorn. So that kind of divided us up.
Now, lots of Byzantine rules, but for listeners with a national, international audience right now, they need to all get with their local Ron Paul meetup groups and other organizations. The fight is still going. We can't give up. Look at how much ground we've gained. Don't expect to win the Super Bowl, kind of like you said earlier, in your first time out on the field. This is very, very exciting what's happening.
Right.
And what are the delegate numbers right now? How many? I mean, just I know it's hard to know state to state, but I know there's a lot of news articles saying Ron Paul folks are capturing counties, capturing cities, capturing districts. We know this is happening.
Well, the delegate numbers are, according to the news, it's probably when McCain has probably around 1,300. Out of that 1,300, 1,400 some odd, I think he's probably got bound delegates, probably 1,000, 1,100 or 1,200 bound delegates. He's going to get more bound delegates in these upcoming elections. But what we've got to remember are the unallocated and unbound delegates. It would be beautiful. Okay,
how many does Ron Paul have now?
Officially, I'd say it's a low number. I would say it's probably less than 100. But what can happen at the convention...
Yeah, But I mean, at the state level, we know Ron Paul people are capturing a lot of them. So those chips won't come out on the table till later.
That's right. It's a process to see where it ends up. For instance, we had in Senatorial District 25, we had a majority of Ron Paulers in Senatorial District 25. I think they're sending 80 or 90% of their delegation are Ron Paulers, both the delegate and the alternate slate. They sent a huge majority, and there may be other. It's very hard to find that news. You've really got to scour.
But we're going to find out and give folks the date of the convention when we're going to learn all this.
Okay, here in Texas, like I say, we need people to go to OperationWakeUp.com and get on board with the DVD project. The convention dates for Texas are June 12th, 13th, and 14th. That's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's going to be in Houston, Texas at one of the good Illuminati people, George R. Brown Convention Center.
But then coming up in Minnesota later this year, there's going to be the national convention.
That's right. The national campaign or national convention in St. Paul is starting on September 1st, and I believe that's a Monday. So it'll be up there. That'll be an exciting event to see if we can get as many Ron Paulers as possible.
And we're about 4 months away from that now.
That's right. That's right. And so that's coming up. And earlier I made the example of some local politics going on here. And the reason I make that, though, is to emphasize why a third-party run makes it kind of difficult, because the Achilles heel of us taking out a lot of incumbents is in the primaries. It's very important that we be able to participate in the Republican primaries, and if, you know, when we've got the constitutionalists on the left and the Democrat Party, we need them to be able to participate in these primary parties, because that's where the headwaters to these bad politicians is.
No, I understand,
is.
But, right. if the big battle's about who the executive's going to be, who the president's going to be, it's a rigged game with these three-stage candidates, these puppets.
There's no doubt.
Marionettes. And so... the whole point is Ron Paul had something historical going, massive momentum built up. I understand the anger of people who wanted him to run third party. And I think it was one of the few times in history that there could have been a chance for something to happen. At least in the info war, it would have expanded and continued the debate and the discussion. But I think this alternate plan is just as good. Either way, we fight, we get involved in the info war, we win. Richard Reeve, I'm going to come back and do a big news blitz, but I want to thank you for coming in studio with us, my friend.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much. Stay there, Richard. During this break for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, we're going to continue the discussion and for the streams at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
Care. And when the night is gone,
I'm going to do a news blitz here for you. And I'm also encouraging all of the listeners out there, because I get so busy on air, I never even plug what makes all of this possible and what is the best tool I've found to wake people up out there. Sometimes I've been told, how dare I mention that videos are the most effective tool. But they really are, and I hope that everybody will go to InfoWars.com, will order on DVD, Washington, You're Fired, and American Drug War, The Last White Hope. This has 3 hours of extras on it, all available at InfoWars.com. Washington, You're Fired, and American Drug War. We also have Ron Paul's new book that's out, The Manifesto for Freedom. And just a lot more there available right now at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Man, it is weird not doing commercials sometimes on my own internet feed and for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, because then you come out of break and there was no break and you're used to having those breaks as a breather. I can't go around shouting orders during the break. I can look out my window and see Burmese working hard right out there. Everybody, you want to see Burmese? Everybody want to see Burmese out the window? Here, let me show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Get up out of my seat here. And we will, there he is right out there. Oh, man. How's it going, Burmese? I ought to get a wireless camera and walk around the office with it. I can do the show out front on a headset. Paul was joking I could go to the beach with my family and do the show with a headset over the Skype system, over the access unit. There he is out there working. And who is that over there on the wall? I know I've walked away from my microphone, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back over there just in a moment. Here's our studio in here, if you want to get a look at it. A little camera on me, and got the document camera right there. Got another camera, another screen in here, and I control things from right here. We also got some folks out there that do some of the work. And, well, basically, this is my little broadcast pod in here. Go ahead and set this camera back up here. This is truly insane radio, brought to you by the Meathead. All right, hold on a minute. Get my camera back up there. Okay, oh, man. Some days doing this fourth hour, I get really tired, especially if I want to go through a big news blitz of information. But here we go. T-minus 22 minutes left in this transmission against tyranny. Food shortages or globalist depopulation agenda. I mentioned this the last few days, but I really should read this whole article, but there's just not time. I think everybody should, really, as soon as possible, go read that story. By the way, is the Schwarzenegger video officially up yet? Because I saw that test version, good thing we played it then, and whoever pulled that down. And I wonder if Burmese was involved in that. And then we've got, oh man, teasing people is one of my few pleasures. This is something that's really, really serious. Oh, I said I'd take phone calls. I know we got phone calls on the main network phone system, and we got phone callers here in the call-in number. But we will take a few calls. I'm going to do 2 minutes of a news blitz today at 512-646-5400, 512-646-5400. Coming soon, a medical research lab is planned for the heart of London. Is it safe to house a facility dealing with deadly diseases in a large urban population? Natasha Gilbert reports, and here is the London Guardian story there. It's called Coming Soon, came out yesterday. Now, this is an important article because under BioShield program, 36 level 4 bioweapons laboratories were built from 2001 to 2006, last time I looked it up. And they put level 4 bioweapons labs in new level 2 and level 3 and aging level 2 and 3 facilities all over major cities, Chicago, Baltimore, Maryland, Galveston, Texas, Los Angeles, and they admitted in the press that these are laboratories with race-specific bioweapons, and just, I mean, this is the super stuff. I mean, anthrax is a level 3. We're talking level 4. We're talking about mammal pox that kills 99.9% of whatever it comes in contact to. Total death, total destruction. Meanwhile, the cops are running around freaking out, running checkpoints, harassing bedraggled families that work 20 hours a day, you know, on their Prozac, driving home from work. You know, police running around hiding under their chairs from Al-Qaeda. Bin Laden's going to get us any minute. Oh, he put out a new video report agreeing with Bush on something uploaded by a known neocon CIA website, but everything's okay. Meanwhile, we got genetic engineering completely out of control, bioweapons labs everywhere, fission fusion systems, giant nuclear reactors being built. I mean, you tell the local Austinites they've got very high-powered research nuke here in Austin reactor, and they'll tell you it doesn't exist, the J.J. Pickle Center. You can Google it in 5 seconds and find it, but you won't. You're pre-programmed to coward. So, all right, don't matter. Run around police, run checkpoints looking for Al-Qaeda everywhere. Meanwhile, your bosses write public documents saying they want to use race-specific bioweapons to release on the public. Dick Cheney wrote that, and everything's fine. Now, that's why I'm living in the Twilight Zone, man. We got the sons of Nazis that send people to their death, actual SS officers, running around under the control of the ADL, wearing SS belt buckles on TV. I just can't handle it anymore, man. I'm living in the frickin' Twilight Zone here. I mean, I really am. Let me read this article to you. A medical research lab is planning for the heart of London, is it safe to house a facility dealing with deadly diseases in a large urban population? Natasha Gilbert reports, let me see, the last two foot-and-mouth releases were admitted by the government and accidentally released during bioweapon drills at Porton Down. And then it came out they released it on purpose. The government is run by psycho killers, do you understand? They're bored. They're tired of mistresses and jets and money and power. They like killing you. They like killing me. They like poisoning your water. They like playing God. They like running it all. Oh, God. A £500 million, that's over $1 billion medical in U.S. money, research laboratory in the heart of London could carry out work on the world's most deadly diseases. Guardian Education has learned, backed by the Prime Minister, the land to be built yard from St. Eurostar Terminal in the British Library will replace the National Institute of Medical Research in Mill Hill, which includes one of the UK's 10 Category 4 labs. Now, again, weaponized anthrax is level 3. Level 4 is supposed to be underground, unpressurized, like a submarine shield, with automatic burners ready to burn it up underground, surrounded by three fences with minefields, a machine gun nest, huge armored doors to enter. And they're robotically controlled in the lab so humans don't even get into the pressurized area. Now, instead, they're sticking level 4 and level 2 and 3 facilities that get hit by hurricanes. It's all over. They're going to Remember 4 years ago when they mailed super weaponized flu that kills the vast majority of those that come in contact with it? It was like 5,000 different labs were accidentally shipped it by the Centers for Disease Control. They accidentally shipped the super deadly flu. The government loves you. Give up all your rights. Al-Qaeda will get you. What's up?
You're making eye contact. We have something going on. Oh, God help us all.
These have included security levels and work on highly contagious and incurable diseases such as Ebola, Lassa fever. The government also has around 350 Category 3 labs where work on SARS and HIV takes place. Yes, where they're building new ones for you and your family. Look, I know you're not going to listen to cops, and I know the evil's probably going to end up winning a few more rounds. And I'm not saying this for effect. When your children are dying and you're dying of the bioweapon attack, it isn't Al-Qaeda, okay? It isn't the Al-Qaeda you think it is. Look, man, I want to go surfing. I want to go to Hawaii. I want to go see Crater Lake. I want to go camping in Monument Valley, Utah. I do not want to be here. Okay, I do not want to have to talk to you. I do not like the fact that you take it as me begging that I warn you and you get on a petty power trip. I don't like the fact that psychopathic Nazis hooked up with a bunch of nuts in Israel and other places run everything and that we're completely screwed. Okay, I'm telling you the truth here. You just got to die, don't you? They've got to kill you first before you wake up. As you're dying, you'll probably think about the shot. I take no pleasure in that. God. It's all over. Oh, jeez. Now listen to the crap. It's the same way they sold BioShield. They say it's done to protect from terrorism. They have to have all these weapons to protect you, because they have to study the weapons and produce thousands of gallons apiece of them, as the Baltimore Sun reported 3 years ago. Thousands of gallons of liquid death was the term they used. The potential threat of terrorism, as well as the ongoing investigation into the biosafety branches of the Pierbright Laboratory in Surrey, which caused last year's outbreak of foot-and-mouth disease, another one they did, means a discussion to build a Category 4 lab in King's Cross area by 2013 to cause a potential storm as London gears up to host the Olympics. Folks, the government of Australia 6 years ago released the full genetic code diagram to make a mammal pox for any mammal that kills close to 100%. Oh, but they're not worried about that. They're worried about carbon dioxide that plants breathe. That's the deadly weapon that must be stopped. That's the deadly ooga booga that we all have to fear, and that films are shown to all your kids in public school about the Earth's going to die from the deadly carbon dioxide that humans exhale. It's making us the enemy, in the words of the chairman of the CFR, so the state can, quote, wage war against the enemy, humankind. But the elite will do that waging war. Do you get it, cops? You're not the most powerful people. You're nothing to them. You think you're part of the power structure. Do you hear me, FBI? Do you hear me, BATF? You understand they've killed hundreds of microbiologists who were in government weapons programs in the U.S., England, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Russia, France, Germany, Belgium, Sweden, Denmark, on and on and on, Italy. It's over 300. They murder them. They double tap them. They run over them. They kill them. They're all in key bioweapons programs or identifying key bioweapons programs because they don't want these universities finding out who's going to release this stuff. That's why they don't care about me warning you. They don't care about me on the air because they're going to kill you and your family. You understand me? You think 9/11's anything? That was just to set the table and get you ready for their eugenics. You think I make movies where I say they plan to kill 80% of you to get your attention? You think I like attention of murdering killers? You think I just make this stuff up? I'm not making any of it. Find out that the damn CFR, excuse me, find out that the CFR came out and said you're the enemy. You and your family. You think I like being surveilled by these bastards? You think I like the fact that they got their finger right there on the button to kill me, but they don't want to scare you before it's too late? They want to move on all of you at once after a few more terror attacks and economic collapse when they got you really under their control grid? It's when you think you're safe, cops, and you're strutting around your cities with everybody locked down, having the thumb scan to leave their homes and buy and sell, when you think you're the big boss and you're the heroes on TV and everybody kisses your butt. That's when you're going to get sick and everybody around you is going to be sick and you're going to fall over and die because your dirty masters are going to murder you. You understand me, boy? This isn't a joke. This is for real. And let me tell you something. In your gut, all of you out there watching, all of you out there listening, all of you that serve this system, all you psychopaths that think you're on top of things and think you run the whole show, who only care about yourselves, you know deep in your cowardly gut. You know I'm telling you the truth right now. And you know it's true. That's why this show upsets you. Because you know there's some of us who have courage and who love humanity enough to warn everybody. And I am mad. I am bitter. I am angry because I have sacrificed so much to do this. I have sacrificed more than you know, more than you can imagine. Because it's my instinct to defend and warn people. I am upset about what's happening. I am disgusted by what's going on. I don't even want to do this radio show, but I do more hours, and I'm going to go over 4 hours a day because I've got a responsibility to warn you. And I'll take your calls, Eric, Mark, Carter, Mark, and a couple others, and that's it when we get back. I'll probably only go 10, 20 minutes into the fifth hour. God help us. 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 They're going to claim this crap's going to get out. They're going to say terrorists released it.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact, rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution, detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
But that train keeps a moving.
But that train keeps rolling.
On down to.
On down to San Antonio.
Hey, the train track that goes to San Antonio is right here.
Just a baby.
Right down the street.
My mama told me, son, always. Good boy.
Don't ever play with guns, but I shot a man in Reno.
Just to watch him.
Bunch of control freak murderers are in control of everything.
When I hear
they got a sick plan for you and your family. Hey, cops, go to any big environmental meeting with top professors on climate and the environment and watch them get standing ovations when they talk about how they're going to kill everybody. You'll think you're in a cult. Hell, who knows? You might join them. You might like it. Is it powerful to kill everybody? Will it make me feel tough? Is it the law to kill children? Then I say kill them! That's the crazy mindset. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Oh, I knew I had it coming. I know I can't be free, but that train keeps a-moving, and that's what tortures me. All right, I got to stop screwing around in the fourth hour. I just get, not even depressed, I just get sick of it, man. I just get tired of it, don't you? I'm going to continue into the fifth hour. I got a few other news items I want to hit, so we'll say bye to Genesis here in about 4 minutes. Appreciate John Harmon up there running the show. Ted Anderson, everybody. I got Snoop in here running the things down here in Austin, Texas. And Sneaky Snoop's his name. And then I'm going to quit screwing around. We're going to go ahead and take some of your calls. Eric in Philly, you're on the air. Good to hear from you, Eric.
Hey, Alex. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We really do appreciate your work ethic. It's a very good influence on us.
Well, thank you, Commander.
Right. So I have a whole list of stuff here I want to talk to you about. I don't even know where to begin.
Start with the price of tea in China.
All right.
It's up.
One thing people talk about is how the Illuminati worships Lucifer, and that's why they're so bad.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think Lucifer is real?
I do believe, yeah, that there is a dark force, call it whatever name you want. The point is that even if you don't believe in it, the globalists believe in it very strongly.
Right. And, are you familiar with Skype?
Skype's a form of internet communication over kind of like a phone line.
Right. They have these, Skype casts where you can, like, host it and have people call in or whatever. And I've been talking to a lot of Saudis and stuff like that. And telling them about that story about the Palestinian guy in Austin that you were just talking about, I was getting that story out to them.
Yeah, I noticed all the sites that say I don't talk about Israel, and I do every day, wouldn't post the stories we did about him being probably murdered, because it's more important just to hate me and be right about the fact that I'm bad than it ever is to admit that they're wrong and have slandered me. Same thing with the Catholics run it all crowd.
Yeah, it's the Illuminati run it all, so just to clarify.
That's right, and they run every major group. It doesn't say that these other groups aren't evil or bad or being controlled. It just means it's a larger, overarching system. Good to hear from you. We're going to end this side of the GCN Radio Network transmission now. There are the audio streams over at Infowars.com, the one place to listen to the Overdrive or to watch us online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Where for 15 cents a day, you can see the fourth hour, a lot of times more than that, on video, the document cam, the guest cam, and a lot more at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, and your membership lets us hire more people and fight the New World Order that much harder. God bless you all. Genesis, see you back tomorrow. For everybody else, we'll see you at Infowars.com streams right now. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The election.